Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. I've always thought that it was totally delicious that the show About Nothing has one of the most recognizable theme songs ever.
Here's the backstory on meeting Jerry Seinfeld.
This is Jonathan Wolff. He wrote the Seinfeld theme music, one of the 75 primetime network TV shows he's composed for. He's been touring colleges and universities in Greater Boston this week. Now, about that backstory, Wolff says it begins in Las Vegas, late 80s, and with a comedian friend of his, George Wallace.
Turns out, Jerry Seinfeld, in real life, has a best friend named George. It's George Wallace. My buddy. And just like on the show, Jerry's complaining to his friend George about the music for his new show. George says, oh, you got to call my buddy, Jonathan Wolff. So, I get this phone call from Jerry Seinfeld. And he describes to me the opening for his new show. At the time, it was called The Seinfeld Chronicles. The opening would be Jerry Seinfeld standing at a microphone, he tells jokes to the crowd, they laugh. And in addition to that, he wanted theme music to go with the monologues. My first reaction to Jerry was, that sounds like a recipe for an audio conflict. Because at the time, late 80s, theme music was melodic, a lot of sassy saxophones and silly lyrics. So I told Jerry, how about this? Let's start with the organic human nature of my tongue and lips and finger snaps, like this. And I had his attention.
I'm not a foodie. I don't... Oh, this is too rare. Oh, it's too salty. Just eat it and shut up.
You have already supplied the melody for the Seinfeld theme. Your human voice telling jokes is what mostly we should hear.
I have eaten rolls off of room service trays in hotel hallways. I have. That's not a joke. This is my life.
His delivery, arm movements, his head, how his voice patterns worked, were rhythmic. And I put a clock on it. About 110, right? That's our tempo, Jerry. I'm going with you.
Sometimes you go to a nice restaurant, they put the check in a little book. What is this, the story of the bill? Once upon a time, there were some very hungry people. What is this? Little gold tassel hanging down. Am I graduating from the restaurant? What is this about?
Now, for a musical element, we're going to use a slap bass. I mean, this theme is 98% sound design and 2% music. So basic, so sophomoric. So simple. It would be a bespoke arrangement of it for each monologue to fit the timings of his jokes and the length of the monologue. Here's how it worked. And then I could hold for his jokes, hold for laughs. And in this way, I could work around the audio of his voice. Now, once he got a couple jokes going, I could introduce the theme with meter. And that is how the Seinfeld theme was born.
Such a cool story. Especially that part about hearing the 110 beats per minute in Jerry Seinfeld's monologues. I mean, Jonathan Wolff just hears sounds differently. It's a gift he says he's had ever since he was a kid, growing up in Kentucky.
Okay, I'm 5 years old, and when you're five, you just want to be cool, right? But I heard this, and I said, this is cool.
Thank you.
And I was hooked. I'm hooked on Henry Mancini. I'm hooked on music for picture and music for cartoons and jazz arranging. And I knew I got to learn how to do this. And as I got older, I started listening to the piano parts from these songs on the radio because I kind of identified with that. Motown came along. I'm still a kid, right? And I'm hearing these bass lines. Singing so straight from the heart, music unlike the rock and roll that I had been listening to up to that point. Who thinks of this? So cool. And eventually, when jazz infiltrated my body, my soul, my mind, and I had a jazz crush on Herbie Hancock and another jazz crush on Chick Corea, and these folks were teaching me higher level lessons. There was this one song, everybody's listening to it, everybody loved it, the snappy lyrics and the groovy beat. But what I heard was that the piano player on this record, who was featured in the mix, sounded like me. Had this kind of gospel, rock, jazz thing going. Thinking maybe I should go to California and play on records like that guy. And then a weird thing happened. The song started sending me messages directly, and I'm questioning my sanity. The hugest thing that I could possibly imagine as a 17-year-old happened. Joe Walsh joined the Eagles. Oh my God, I can't believe that this is happening. The very first song that Joe Walsh and the Eagles put out was addressed to me. You know, like Harry Potter, who was drawn to Hogwarts and then got these invitations that came in through the window and the mail slot and stuff because they were addressed to him and he had to go there, he's impelled to go there. Joe Walsh and the Eagles put out a song that says to me, "Welcome." So, I went to California to pursue this career, just like Harry Potter went to Hogwarts to pursue his. And it was a lovely place, and there was plenty of room, and they did welcome me in California, where I had my career. favorite theme song. I know my family prefers the ones that made us money, Seinfeld and Will and Grace. But most of them were for shows that did not succeed. 75 shows. But if you look at the list of them, you can go to my website, which is SeinfeldMusicGuy.com. That's subtle, right? If you go to my website and look at that list, you'll say, wow, I've never heard of most of these shows. What the heck was that? You could chart the course of my career by that long trail of mushroom clouds and blast craters behind me. At each one of those disaster sites, I was hoping for another hit show, but mostly I just kissed another frog, which exploded. I don't compose anymore. It's somebody else's turn. I'm going to meet at Berklee College and Boston Conservatory at Berklee College and later New England Conservatory with young, hot, strong, smart music creators. I'm going to share with them the locations of those landmines I stepped on, so maybe they won't have to make the same mistakes that I did. But it's their turn.
Let me say, if those students enjoy even a sliver of the success Jonathan Wolff has had, they will be set for life, because Jonathan Wolff has written the music for 75 network TV series and the themes for 44 of them, including Will and Grace and Seinfeld. He spoke with Radio Boston producers Allison Bruzek and Tim Skogan. You know, by the way, we told Wolf on our way out, hey, you know, there's this cool radio show in Boston that, you know, could use a new theme tune, yada, yada, yada. You interested? Sadly, he said no. Can't win them all. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzek. We had help today from Caitlin O'Keefe, Cassandra Sunt, and Sean Bowden. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. Have a fantastic weekend, everyone. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.